From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Pulitzer Prizes are out today, and the Los Angeles Times is the big winner. The paper won 5 Pulitzers for breaking news coverage, criticism, editorial writing, feature photography, and national reporting. The prizes, given by Columbia University, recognize the year's best accomplishments in journalism, literature, music, and drama. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
There are 21 ways to win a Pulitzer, in categories that range from poetry to editorial cartooning. Michael Sala is a reporter with the Toledo Blade. He and 3 of his co-workers won the Pulitzer for Best Investigative Journalism. The team spent nearly a year on their 4-day series that exposed atrocities committed during the Vietnam War by an elite U.S. military unit called Tiger Force. Sala said it was especially important to revisit now.
I think any time the Army can spend 4.5 years, the longest war crimes investigation of the Vietnam War, and substantiate multiple atrocities against 18 soldiers, and then simply bury the case, it's always disconcerting to see that. And keep in mind, when they buried the case in November of 75, Donald Rumsfeld was the Secretary of Defense under then-President Gerald Ford, and Dick Cheney was then the Chief of Staff. So some of these same people are running the railroad today.
Coverage of the current war in Iraq won The Washington Post's Anthony Shadid the Pulitzer for International Reporting. In an interview last year with NPR's Fresh Air, Shadid described his own feelings about reporting from Iraq.
I think this story is such a moment for this country and a moment for the region, that it is worth some risk. What follows this war is going to define the region, define this country for a generation. And as a journalist, you can't help it. Feel strongly about covering that moment, understanding it, and seeing how it plays out.
This year's Pulitzer for commentary went to Leonard Pitts Jr. of the Miami Herald. In his column, Pitts writes about Miami's different communities, Cuban, Caribbean, gay, and his own African-American community. And although he insists he does not try to do it consciously, he seems to find the subjects and issues that unite them.
That's what the column is about, in a sense, is just the fact that, you know, we're probably more alike than we are unalike. I think that, you know, the ways that we're unalike get all of the ink and all the attention and all of the controversy, but, you know, and has to be dealt with because of that. But we're also alike in so many ways that just sort of never seem to get discussed.
A car column for the Los Angeles Times won Dan Neal the Pulitzer for criticism. The prize for drama went to playwright Doug Wright for his solo show I Am My Own Wife, about an East German transvestite who survived both the Nazi and communist regimes. The fiction award was given to Edward P. Jones. He won for his novel The Known World. In an interview last fall with NPR's Fresh Air, Jones seemed unfazed by the awards he'd already won for his collection of short stories Lost in the City.
One of the things I'm beginning to realize is you might, at the end of this day, write a story that is grand, you know, wonderful, the greatest thing since Chekhov, you know, and the world might tell you that. But tomorrow you get up and you start another story. You can't take all of that acclaim and start writing, you know. You're starting, in a certain sense, from the bottom of the mountain again.
The Pulitzer for Music went to Paul Moravec for his orchestral piece Tempest Fantasy. Each of the first 4 movements depicts a character from the Shakespeare play The Tempest. The last swirls them together. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.